Good morning. My guest this morning is Larry Robinson, whom many of you will know as the primary mover of the yearly Rumi's Caravan. And this year is a special year because it is year number 20, the 20th anniversary, and also another specialty, Larry, right?
Well, this year, as a way to thank you for our community of supporters for 20 years, we are not selling tickets. We are just opening the doors, and we want to offer this as a gift to the community. And the gift also includes, at intermission, a Persian feast by Seema Vaghti, who has provided the food for many of the Rumi's Caravan events. Yeah.
Well, an awful lot of events of this sort would take this opportunity not to do away with the admission charge, but to raise the price. And I think it's very indicative of the kind of person you are and the kind of event Rumi's Caravan is, that you are offering this for free.
Well, we love to give the gift that came to us out into the world.
And well, talk about that gift for the 17 people who haven't ever seen Rumi's Caravan.
Well, what we do at Rumi's Caravan is a poetic conversation. All of us who are presenting have a body of poetry committed to memory, and so the event is not scripted. None of us know what poems we're going to do next.
Really? I didn't know that part.
This is what makes it so vibrant.
Of course.
because a poem that one person will do will inspire somebody else. And it may be a poem by the same poet. It may reflect a similar image or a similar mood. But it evolves like a good, deep, soulful conversation. And it's accompanied by two amazing musicians who know how to dance with us in this poetic conversation. And as a special treat, Chelsea Rose, who is an extraordinary dervish dancer, will be doing the turning. And anybody who's ever seen her has been absolutely entranced by this experience.
Great. The first Rumi's Caravan, how did it come to you?
My friends Dale and Dan Zola for many years had been organizing an event called The Great Night of Rumi at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley and at Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael. And we brought them up to Sebastopol for a performance. And they decided that it was too much for them to keep bringing it up to Sonoma County, and I didn't want it to die. So we started doing it on our own up here. And what they had been doing is very scripted, where each presenter knows exactly what poem they're going to do in advance.
Right.
So my friend Doug Van Kass and I, and Doug does the sets for Rumi's Caravan, decided, let's do it like we do our living room poetry salons and just let it evolve organically. And that's what it's become over the years.
Fantastic. That's just great. So I hesitate to give out this phone number and this website because they're not finding out about...
There's no more information that they need.
Right.
People should just... The doors will open at 6:30 at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on High Street. That's
right.
The old Veterans Building in Sebastopol. And the performance will start at 7. And then once all the seats are filled, unfortunately, we'll have to close the doors.
Oh, well. Right. Well, I'm very pleased to be interviewing you at an historic moment like this. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you, Rube. And I hope you guys can all come. You'll have a great time.
Right. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.